Iran gets a case of hostalgia. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hostalgia, my new word for the feeling experienced by Iranian leaders who long for the days when you could take hostages and keep them for months on end. Iran's president, who may in fact be one of the students who took the American hostages in 1979, all grown up, was clearly trying to capture some of that revolutionary energy by arresting the British sailors. But he's clearly mellowed, dressing them in new suits and handing out gift bags. They say he's crazy, but it turns out that, like every other politician, he actually cares about his public image. There he was, standing among the sailors, about the size of a munchkin, all smiles, as if their visit was sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. I hear experts predicting that we're headed for war with Iran, but maybe not. Iran seems to be looking for a way to get respect. I think the axis of evil talk stung them. Iran wants that bomb, I mean those totally peaceful nuclear power plants, because it's an ancient civilization that, like every other country in the world, looks weak next to America. They may bluster about eliminating the Israeli regime, but they'd have to have a mass suicide wish if they're really contemplating nuking Tel Aviv. I'm guessing even Nancy Pelosi would nuke him right back. And as crazy as Ahmadinejad is supposed to be, there was no trial, no torture, no piles of naked bodies with revolutionary guards giving the thumbs up. The humiliation amounted to making the sailors point to a map. Iran got to prove it could stand up to Britain, albeit two British speedboats, and life went on. And just as important, not one drop of oil was harmed in the making of this movie. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.